Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Tech on Trial. I'm your host Sal, and I have Victor with me here, my tech savvy guru. How's it going, Victor?
Hey Sal, I'm really good as always. I'm ready to dive into some intriguing tech talk today.
Speaking of today's topics, folks, we've got a game changer for you, and it's for me, it's mind-blowing to be following all of the progression of AI and NLP. Today, we're talking about transforming legal workflow in artificial intelligence and NLP. We are about to unveil how AI and NLP are shaking and shaping the legal industry. But before we get into it, let's make sure you hit the subscribe button, never miss any episode of Tech and Tech on Trial. Okay, let's kick things off here. So, first of all, NLP and law. We've been talking about that, and we've been discussing how NLP can really be a game changer in law industry in general, particularly when it comes to time savings, productivity, and accuracy when it comes to drafting agreements and understanding the nuances of law. What do you have for us today, Victor?
Well, the entirety of the law process has, I guess, will be impacted or have been impacted greatly by AI. I mean, you can just imagine turbocharging legal processes, minimizing errors, and taking the grind out of all these manual tasks that, most legal professionals do. AI and NLP are really there to revolutionize how all of this legal work gets done.
Well, I cannot think of a better segue to do other than talk about your work behind Apogee Suite, because that's kind of one of your focus. Can you shine some light on what you've been doing over the last couple of months?
For sure. Thanks, Sal. Well, generally, Apogee Suite is all things AI and NLP in the legal world. We are very much focused on optimizing legal workflows to enable professionals to focus on more strategic aspects of their work. We're on a mission to elevate the legal industry's efficiency and accuracy game through discovery, expertise, all the way through to authoring.
Well, let me dive into one specific topic that for me is fascinating. I'm all things automated. If I can automate my life, I will, but at this point, I'm not there yet. About automation specifically, well, how would the AI technology and the NLP technology behind, for example, Apogee or any other platform at this point, would help the legal practice and document review, for example?
Yeah, well, generally automation is like having another set of hands or another set of people, really. Like it really is like, let's get more things done than is humanly possible. That's the whole purpose of automation. And I mean, that's if you go way back, that's sort of like the start of artificial intelligence is like, how do I get more work out of a single person, right? And in general, in Apogee Suite and in platforms that utilize AI and NLP, the AI algorithms themselves get to sift through just like hordes and mountains and like just a vast amount of legal documents at like breakneck speed, right? It's like so fast that you would never be able to do this as a human. It just doesn't work. We can't read that fast. And then along with reading all these documents, it gives you the ability to very quickly do things like research or discovery. Imagine you're looking for a specific kind of thing in a mountain of documents. It's much easier to find. Even if it's just topically searching rather than the exact search that you want, it's much easier to find it when a computer is involved rather than just humans, right? So as you can like envision, tasks that took a long time, that took ages, can now be wrapped up in a fraction of the time. And you know what? Time is money. So like whether you're a
There you
billable
go.
lawyer or not, you're gonna basically get a huge return on this investment.
You got my attention.
Yeah.
Well, definitely time is money. I think it's about the escaping the paper avalanche and, that huge paper stack that usually it's almost like a condition of the practice itself, right? Like you go to a
Yeah, and in
law
discovery, you have
office.
like the naughty, naughty work that all these lawyers do to each other, which is like, I send you way too much because I don't want you to find the thing that I need you to find. So, like, it's much
Yeah,
easier to find that thing now.
any law office today that is not necessarily tech enabled you're going to see stacks of paper all around. Like that's, I think, they can definitely envision that. And it's basically the so-called army of AI assistants. Eh? Like, so let's kind of dive into that, the precision, the accuracy.
Yeah.
So how can we visualize what AI is doing to essentially supercharge the research side of things? Eh?
Right. So like I was saying, how you get like another set of people or another set of hands basically to help you. If you want to think of it slightly differently, it's like having the world's best legal research assistant or wizard on your team, you know, and they don't sleep, they don't eat, they don't go to the bathroom, which is sort of like the great thing of computers is if you give them power and you give them the right instructions, they're going to do the thing you want. So what AI does really well is in the research and discovery side is it can dig up precedents, case law, statutes, and it can even help you predict legal outcomes based on prior decisions. The Harvard Business Review, points out that this kind of predictive insight is like legitimately a game changer in court. It's going to save you from investing in cases that don't make sense, and it's going to save you time. So it's going to make your actual caseload feel smaller than it is and probably allow you to take on more cases.
I mean, kind of getting a bit of a predictive power kind of a situation, like part of attorney, part of fortune teller kind of.
Yeah, that's like a little gypsy attorney thing going.
for lack of better saying. Yeah, like almost like I have my crystal ball. So then that takes us to the I think what it's really the nitty gritty of this, which is the strategic decision making part of it. Like AI helps you to review your contracts. AI helps you to have more clarity, more accuracy. Now, AI is analyzing contracts. Would that ever replace a lawyer at some point? I'm not necessarily saying that's the concern, but it could be a scenario where we could see an entirely AI-powered office, kind of.
I think you can have offices that are empowered by AI, but I don't know that you're quite going to get an AI-powered law office. We're not at the stage of trying to replace lawyers. We're really trying to give them the tools that they really ought to have and they really ought to use to make their jobs and their life more readily available, more easy. Like AI's not here to steal the spotlight, right?
Yeah, they certainly not gonna tell you like we are all family here.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, you have even publications like TechCrunch mentions how it spots risks like a legal magnifying glass. It makes sure that like nothing slips through the cracks. Again, it's just giving you another set of hands, you know. And it's just like, how do you want to use these hands? Do you want to leave them by the side and not use the extra set of hands that maybe your competition is using? Or would you like the extra set of hands to do all the work that, you know, maybe your competition does, or maybe a larger firm does, and you want to punch at their weight? So there's those availabilities too, right?
Yeah. So AI is the magnifying glass, not the lawyer's role. Critical thinking, problem solving is still human abilities that probably not going to be replaced anytime soon with AI, I guess. But in a sense, it's really like having a super smart psychic by your side. Eh?
Yep.
And what brings me to potentially our wrap up, but before we go, do you have any final thoughts?
No, just as always, I know that you guys are subscribing, but hit that notification bell. It'll help everything.
Good call. So guys, it was a pleasure to be with you guys over this quarter. Now we are wrapping up the quarter. We're starting a new one and going to have some new stuff, some new content, some new discussions. I think everyone's going to like. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Keep with us and keep following the tech and exciting news of AI and NLP. We'll be here with you next week. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe to get more tech tales. I'm signing off.
Have a good week, everyone.
Get out.
Bye.
Bye.